Well, would you ever make anything that, like, you boil in cheesecloth or just make little balls of it and drop it down in your greens?
Uh-huh.
What would you call
dumplings.
It?
Dumplings.
And is there anything that you cook, like, in a deep pan that you would dish out to be soft to eat that way?
Yeah, mush meal. Uh-huh.
Is that mush meal?
Uh-huh.
Is that baked?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And,
there's an Indian corn pudding that you do that way too, that you bake, that it gets brown on the top and stays soft on the inside, that you make out
Tell
of
me
that.
How you do this.
Well, I don't know, I never have made it. I've got a recipe for it. It's practically the same way. You don't put an egg in it as well as I remember, because you don't want it to rise. It's more like the dough that you would make for hush puppies, except that you put it, make it in a deep dish and bake it, and it browns on the top.
Well, would you ever speak of a pone?
Yeah, corn pone.
Okay. What is that?
Well, that's the same thing. That's hot water cornbread made in a pone and baked with no eggs in it. You make it in a pan, a little pone, pat it out. Emma used to make it, and her fingerprints would be on the top of the little pones.
How big are the pones?
Oh, you make them any size. She'd make little ones about like that.
3 inches,
mm-hmm.
about
uh-huh,
2 inches?
Uh-huh.
Well, what about some that you would call corn dodger? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have, but I'm not sure that I know exactly what that is.
Well, you just speaking of bread in general, you said there's a lot of difference in homemade bread and
bakery bread, store-bought bread. No.
Well, what do you call fat salt pork?
Well, there's two different kinds. There's salt pork, and there's dried salt pork. That's what I used to cook with, is dried salt pork when I can buy it. And then there's
that's the kind you cook with greens?
Uh-huh.
Does it have any lean in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing. I mean, you can slice it real thin and make breakfast bacon out of it before it's salted too much.
Well, what about the kind that has no lean in it?
Well, that's we call it fat back. What do they call it in grocery stores? I can't think.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, fat,
well,
fat, fat.
What do you call the side of a hog? You know, like from here to here?
I don't know. Side meat?
Well, the part between the shoulder and the ham. You just call it a what? A bacon?
Slab. Yeah.
Would you ever call it a middling?
Middling? No, I never did, but I've heard that word.
Well, what are the parts of the egg?
The yolk and the white.
And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And if you buy the meat that you buy and it's sliced then to eat with the eggs already, what do you
sliced breakfast bacon?
And then you, if it's not sliced, you have to cut off the
slab bacon.
You have to cut
the rind.
And if you want to have some bacon made from a hog that you raise here, you would take him to the who? The man who would
butcher?
Cut it.
Butcher.
And what if you kept the meat too long? You'd say this meat is
molded.
Or spoiled.
Spoiled, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, after you butcher a hog, did you make anything with the meat from its head?
I wouldn't. They make hog heads cheese.
Is that the same thing as souse?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What about the liver? Cooking and grinding up the liver?
Not hog liver. I wouldn't eat hog liver.
Well, I spent. Did you ever hear of anything like that?
No. Uh-uh.
Did you ever hear of doing anything with the blood?
Haven't, no. Does anybody do anything with the hog blood? Mercy. I don't know.
What about the juice from the head cheese or the liver sausage? You know, did you ever take it and grind it with cornmeal or maybe some hog meat?
No, I never did.
Well, if you kept butter too long and it just didn't taste good, how would you describe the taste?
Rancid.
And what about thick sour milk? Did you ever keep it on hand?
Oh, make clabber out of it? Oh, yes.
What'd you do with that?
Oh, put a little sugar in it and eat it, nothing better when it's ice cold. Yes.
Well, did you ever make anything out of it though? Like,
yeah, you can make a cheese out of it.
What do you call that kind of cheese?
Cottage cheese. Uh-huh.